Hello and welcome to Everyday Incredible. I'm Carrie Kitchen and I'm here to help you find your balance, find your purpose, and learn to make every day incredible. Go ahead and click subscribe so you don't miss out on any upcoming content from us. Today's topic comes from one of our community members who said that she'd like to learn more about balancing it all. She goes on the list some of the things that she has to balance, such as kids, work, school, exercise, cleaning, cooking, extracurricular, reading the Bible and praying in church, etc. That's a lot of stuff, but when you think about it, we all have those things, don't we? And life gets so overwhelming. It can be really tough to keep things balanced and moving forward and not feel like you're just dropping the ball everywhere. So one important thing to remember is that everybody else is struggling with that too. And I don't say that to minimize what you're going through, but I say that to really emphasize that just because someone else looks like they have it all together on Facebook or on Twitter or wherever else they may be, probably not. Because all of us show our highlights reel and we hide our bloopers reels. We hide those things that we drop. We hide those things that we mess up on. So first off, it's so important to remember that nobody else is perfect either. It's okay. We're all human. So the first tip I have for you, for the next week, I want to encourage you to write down what you do just every hour slot in the next week. So that's 168 hours. But I want you to write down everything that you do, just overview. When you actually step back and look at that, you may realize that you have chunks of time that you didn't realize that you had. Because sometimes when you see that all written out in front of you, it's easier to organize that. It's easier to put the pieces in place and move things around and say, oh, I didn't realize I was spending 3 hours on Facebook. Oops. Just doing that alone can help you be able to recognize maybe some areas that you can work on and put those things together so they make more sense to you. And that's a very practical way that you can start organizing your day. With that said, when we talk about balance here at Everyday Incredible, we are not talking about having things perfect. Because like I said earlier, we are all human. We make mistakes. We drop the ball. We don't do things perfectly because that's not in our nature. We're not perfect. And that's okay because nobody else is either. So when we talk about balance, we are talking about finding balance in your spiritual walk, finding a Christ-centered life balance, and learning what your priorities really are. And we kind of draw from Matthew 6:33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you. All of those things you worry about. And it specifies in the scripture that like worrying about what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear. And God says we don't have to worry about those things. He's got it covered. When we're seeking that relationship with him and following the truths that are in scripture, when you really dig down and get into that, there is so much freedom. Because you're not really worried then about making sure you have the public face perfect. It's not about making sure you don't forget the bake sale or on time to everything. I'm never on time. It's about having that peace. It's about having the peace and knowing who you are and whose you are and what your priorities really are. Because it makes a world of difference. And that's something that we can all strive for and that's something that we can all seek. Because scripture also says that when we seek him with all of our hearts, we're going to find him. And it says that when we know the truth is going to set us free. So those are things that we can specifically ask for in prayer because God has already promised us those things. When you're seeking him, when you're seeking the truth, when you're asking for wisdom, like in James 1:5, he's going to give us those things which he's already promised. I've heard it said that there are over 8,000 promises in scripture for us as Christians. And that's something that when we're finding Christ-centered life balance, we need to learn how to stand our ground and claim those promises that God has already given us. So that's the priority. The other things kind of fall into place when you've got the spiritual part figured out. So at Everyday Incredible, I want to help you figure out that spiritual part because that's what makes all the rest of it work. And it's so exciting to be able to lead people to that. It's so exciting to be able to share what God has been teaching me. And I'm so glad that you're here watching this because I want to be a mentor to you. And I invite you to come to our Facebook group. It's called Everyday Incredible Ladies. And we share lots of things in there. If you're wanting something deeper, though, if you're wanting that mentorship, if you're wanting that accountability of a group, I invite you to visit diggingdeeper.everydayincredible.net. That is our premium group. And that's something for those of you who are really ready to dig in deeper, put on your spiritual armor, learn how to pray in the spirit, and be able to find that kind of deep Christ-centered life balance and the freedom that comes along with that. So I encourage you to check us out. If you've got a topic that you want to see addressed here at Everyday Incredible, I invite you to leave that in the comments, and I will get to it as soon as I can. I would love to have that feedback. If you've liked this video, make sure you click like to support the channel. And subscribe so you don't miss out on anything that's coming up. And also, just remember that there are opportunities every day to make every day incredible.